What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lauda, what do you got?
You know, dreams do come true, guys. And The Rock actually tweeted something and just kind of inspired me to keep pushing because, you know, sometimes we feel like things are not moving the way we want them to be. But he said, after all these years, my football dream of standing on the Super Bowl field has finally come true. This will be historic. This will be my honor. This will be electrifying. I'll see you this Sunday. So The Rock, Mr. Dwayne Johnson, who, by the way, shout out, you look real good, sir, on that picture, is a special pregame appearance. And I just thought it was really cool. Like I said, sometimes, you know, we go through things and we're like, man, like, we didn't check that box. And, you know, he's not the youngest guy, even though he looks great, but he gets to check that box. So I thought it was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And he's also a great hype man. So I think that having him on before the game will be cool, too. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually really, I saw that same post, Laura, and I thought kind of the same thing. Like, here's Dwayne Johnson, who really wanted to be an NFL caliber football player. And you're like a step away when you're playing at the University of Miami, which, by the way, I mean, he's kind of after the Michael Irvin era, but still part of like national championship contender kind of teams.
Oh, no, and he played on teams that were, yeah, like right there. Like, I want to say,
I think
they won their last national championship in 1991. He was on that team, if I recall correctly.
I think you may be right. And so, you know, what happened is I recall the story.
Well, not their last. They're second to last. But, yeah, go ahead.
I recall the story being that Dwayne Johnson is, you know, he's a good player. But then when Warren Sapp showed up on campus and they played the same position, that was kind of the end. That was sort of the end for Dwayne Johnson. You know, I mean, some guys, if you're a backup quarterback at USC, you may still get a chance to play in the NFL because the guy in front of you may be a number one overall pick. But Dwayne Johnson's football life came to an end, and he's obviously gone on to great things in wrestling and in acting. So for him to be kind of now an LA staple and for him to put on the character, grab the mic, do something, say something, and to be on the field for the Super Bowl, I loved what he said, dream come true. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty awesome as well. Lindsay, I know you're a big fan of the wrestling world. I'm assuming you're a fan of The Rock as well.
Oh, I love The Rock. I mean, I love The Rock. Mm-hmm. He's probably like one of my favorite people ever. Like when he was doing his movie premiere right across at LA Live, what was it, like 2 months ago now? I was trying to like sneak out so I could see him, but it just wasn't happening. And it was very sad. But that's my dream. My dream is to meet The Rock. So just so you know, if you like to make dreams happen, Rock.
Make our dreams
I used
come
to
true.
Know somebody. Yeah, I used to know somebody who knew him. They're not as tight with him anymore. But like 15 years ago, I could have totally made that happen.
Well, I met you 15 years too late.
15 years too late. That's exactly
anymore.
Right.
And by the way, he did win a national championship. I'm looking it up here. He was on that team that won the 1991 national championship.
The 91 national championship team, that's like Gino Toretta.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, they won in the Orange Bowl against Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Yeah. All right, so that is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Oh, hold on. We're having more people chime in here. Dilbert sends us a tweet and says, give me the address and I'll send you Filipino chicharrón just to get ready to eat the whole bag and nap afterwards, though.
Yeah, it's going to put you down, huh?
Yeah. And then Beto and Whittier says, for real, the chicharrón that mi hermano is talking about, fresh stewed in green chili sauce. Okay, so there you go. So you got to try the real stuff. Not, you know, I mean, the stuff in the – I'll eat the stuff in the bag, but it's not, you know, not the same, you know.
The real stuff is always better.
Yeah.
Always.
So anyway, real quick. So LeBron James made some comments about the NBA trade deadline when asked in his media session, said, quote, if you have an opportunity to get better, no one turns that down. That is very much in line with the LeBron James that I know. And he added, actually, he did include, interestingly enough, look at the Rams and they did with Odell Beckham Jr. They were certainly a loaded team. They added Odell, and, you know, look how that's worked out. So he feels like they should take a very similar approach. Now, granted, the Lakers' asset situation is a little different, although the Rams don't have a ton of assets, but they had enough to get that done, or to get any deals they've had done, you know, whether it was Von Miller, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. OBJ was a free agent, so that was a little different. But the Lakers clearly need help. I just don't know how much help they're going to get at the actual trade deadline, Cap.
Well, look, when you talk about what assets do the Lakers have, the number one thing I would guess that they would like to get rid of is the guy that's the hardest to get rid of. If you said, look, we're open to trading Russell Westbrook, the question that everybody would have is, well, who's going to pay $44 million to get this guy at this stage of his career with the way he's playing? So, George, you tell me, can you even fathom that anybody in the NBA would be willing to have Russell Westbrook, let alone take him off the hands of the Lakers? Is there anybody that would make this kind of a deal for Russell Westbrook? I mean, let me throw one at you. You ready?
Maybe Oklahoma City, maybe next year, because he's an expiring and, you know, it could be like a homecoming kind of thing. But
okay. Okay. I mean, would anybody ever consider the whole Ben Simmons mess for Russell Westbrook, trouble for trouble? And I hate to put that on Russ. Russ, look, I'm feeling for you, man. I actually feel for you. You came home and you thought this was going to be your championship moment, and it just has not worked out at all. But is there anybody in the NBA that would be willing to trade to get Russell Westbrook and pay him $44 million? What do you get for that? Do you get a championship caliber player that's going to elevate your entire team? Like, you know what we are?
No, if you trade Russell Westbrook, yeah, if you're trading Russell Westbrook, you're probably going to have to attach that first rounder you have in 2027.
Great. Great.
Which I would not be willing to do.
Oh,
personally.
See, I do it in a heartbeat. Here, I do it right now, and here's what I do.
Yeah, if but I'm, you're still not necessarily getting another – like, you're still getting stuff that – like, guys that – like, you're still getting guys that other teams don't want, you know? Now, maybe they are better fits, but they're still not, like, ideal players, you know?
I'm just thinking about addition by subtraction. If there was a way to move Russell Westbrook – off of this roster, how much better this team might, I'm not saying definitively, how much better might they be if they didn't have this big contract and this player, I'm going to say it like hanging over their heads. Like, we talk about this all the time. Wow, the coach benched him in overtime. And I feel like everybody has to walk on eggshells. Like, how dare they even consider benching a player of his caliber? If they could find a way, the same way that the Rams thought, oh my God, there's no way we can get rid of this Jared Goff contract. They found a way. They got creative. Is there a creative solution to move Russell Westbrook off of this roster? And then, by the way, then we'll see. They either get significantly better, everybody knows their role, understands it, whatever, but then if they don't, well, then the whole thing kind of gets blown up. Because you got rid of the big salary and you got rid of the big personality and you got rid of, you know, what you might consider to be issues and a guy whose game doesn't look very good. But are you now a championship contender all of a sudden?
Yeah, I don't think there's a way, like, I don't think there's a deal out there that gets them a championship contention is what I would say. Like, at least not that I see at the current moment, you know? So I think that's the problem. Maybe next year. When when he's an expiring contract, you have a better shot at that. I just don't see that this year. Because, you know, next year he's got $47 million on the books, but that's it. He becomes an unrestricted free agent after that. So someone may be willing to deal for that contract when they know it's just a year, you know? And they're eyeing having cap space the following year for one reason or another, whatever. Like, I don't know who's a free agent right now off the top of my head in 2024, but whatever. I'm sure there's somebody that's good.
If I were the Lakers and I could get rid of Russell Westbrook right now.
You'd attach the 2027 first-round pick?
Yes, here's why.
No.
But let me just explain.
Go ahead,
tell me why,
and I'll tell you why not.
Okay, because what year is this?
2027.
No, what year are we in?
Oh, 2022.
Okay, and in 2027, where will LeBron be playing?
In 5 years?
Yeah.
He may not be playing at all.
That's my point. So that if I could trade away the future for the present because I've got LeBron playing the way he is. I mean, the way LeBron played Saturday night coming off of a 5-game absence and this monster like golf ball in the back of his knee, the way he's the speed, the explosion, the scoring, et cetera, et cetera. I got to try and get what I can get from LeBron in the short term. And if I have to worry about 2027, I'll deal with that later on.
But that's you realize in 2027, they're probably going to be bad, which means that pick is going to be really good.
But I'm focused on today in the short term.
I get it, but I'm saying
on the long term.
If you're Rob Pelinka, that is the deal you make with LeBron. But at some point, at 37 years old, you probably have to cut that off at 2027 when there's a really good chance he's not going to be playing. And, you know, unless you are guaranteed in your mind, like you think this gives us a chance to win a championship. And again, even attaching that 2027 pick, I don't think that there's a deal out there for you like that.
Well, it may not mean a championship this year, but if you could somehow move this $44/$47 million salary, which you're getting, you're paying $44 million, you're getting $4.4 million. So if there's a way to move that salary off the books this year and then refocus on next year and the flexibility that might give you, the assets that might give you, I would not be worried about 2027 if I were anybody inside the Lakers. That's my feeling.
Okay. I mean,
2027. I mean, gosh, I don't know what's going to be happening in 2027. I got to worry about now. I got LeBron now.
Yeah, I think you have. That's not an. I don't think that's an easy decision because I think that in 2027, if I just think you're going to be. There's a decent chance you're going to be bad then. And that's going to.
Aren't
be
they bad now?
They're not bad right now. They're like middle of the pack, which is not great either, but it's not bad.
I mean, they're sub .500. They're kind of terrible.
Right, but they're still in the playoff picture. So that they're not that terrible.
Well, I mean, that's another thing. People who are saying the Lakers aren't going to make the playoffs, I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. LeBron James, by himself,
he's going to make the playoffs.
Is going to will this team to the playoffs, aren't they?
Yeah, agreed, yes. Hey, by the way, we're celebrating Super Week. We're giving away two tickets to see Halsey and Machine Gun Kelly at the Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest at Crypto.com Arena on Thursday, February 10th. So here's the deal. We're going to give it away. Call her right now. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. You need to line up now. The first person to get our trivia question correct wins two tickets to see Halsey and Machine Gun Kelly this Thursday at Crypto.com Arena. And the question is this. Where did Cap say he's going to be broadcasting from this coming Thursday, which is the same day as the concert? If you got the answer, first person calls us right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. So we'll give those tickets away to the winner.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is like the last like Madonna like true pop poppy pop pop album. And this was one of those hits from the poppy pop album.
Well, what happened after the poppy pop?
Well, she got a little darker with her music.
I don't know. I just started following Madonna on Instagram. Thanks, Lindsay. It was a good follow. I like it.
Did you follow her on Instagram after the 50 Cent thing? Is that what happened?
I think it was the Nelly comments.
Nelly, right?
That won him over.
Yeah. It was, once somebody said something kind of negative about her and her age and what she was wearing, I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I got to see this for myself. And I'm still into Madonna.
Of course.
I am. Yeah. Listen, I already know this.
A-Rod dated her when she was in her late 50s?
A-Rod did? Is that what you said?
You didn't know that?
No, I did.
Yeah,
so
he dated her like 10 years ago, I think.
So look, this is what I was going to say, though. It doesn't matter to me that A-Rod's already dated her, that Dennis Rodman.
I'm not saying that to deter you. I'm just saying, to your point, you know, there are plenty of people who are into Madonna.
This is what I'm getting at, is that I don't care how old she is. I don't care who she's previously dated. If I had an opportunity to date Madonna, I'm in. I'm still in. How about you? Would you date Madonna?
No. I mean, she's a little too weird for me. I like her music, but no, I wouldn't date her.
Oh, see, I'd like to go out with her a couple times. see what the
deal is. But that's different. I'd like to hang out with her. Dating is a different level of commitment, I would say.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'd really call what I want to do dating, but that's okay.
Okay, that's fair enough, too, but we can now move on.
Yeah.
Because, again, as Laura and Lindsay like to say, TMI.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well.
Hey, it is Super Week. We got Halsey, Machine Gun Kelly tickets to give away, Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest at Crypto.com Arena this Thursday. So the question is, you get this right, you get the tickets. It's that simple. First person. Since the concert is Thursday, where did Cap say he would be broadcasting this Thursday? Let's go to Juan in Linwood. Juan.
Hey.
What's up?
Yo, guys, literally have no idea.
Take a guess. Come on, take a guess, though. Think about it.
Oh, man. I would say the convention center for the bowl, the Super Bowl activities going on.
I mean, hold on a second.
Yeah, judges.
What do we say?
Judges. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say negative.
I'm going to say no because we said something. He said something specific and we made fun of him because of it. Sorry, yeah. Juan.
We did say something specific. Juan, you were very close, though, but thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.
It's a really good guess, Juan. Really good guess.
Yeah, I mean, for someone who didn't know, like, he's fairly close.
Yeah, solid.
Lee in Santa Clarita. Lee, what do you got?
Cap's going to be broadcasting from Radio Row because he wants to be seen and post on IG.
Yeah. That is correct. You heard us say it exactly that way. Yes. Yes. Congratulations, Lee. You win tickets to Halsey and Machine Gun Kelly at Crypto.com Arena for the Super Bowl.
Hey, thank you, fellas.
Fest.
Way to go, Lee.
Well, thank you for listening, and hold on 1 second. Laura's going to finish off taking your information. And there we go. Another satisfied customer.
Yeah, I'll be there on Thursday. I'm taking a little bit of heat.
You're going to the concert, too?
Nah, I'm not going to the concert because, Lindsay, what are you and me doing after the show on Thursday evening? What are we going to go do?
We're going to go to the NFL fan experience, but I'm surprised that you don't want to go to the Machine Gun Kelly concert because I feel like that's right up your alley, Cap.
Well, you know, I'm very opposed to guns. You know, I'm not in. So, you know, Machine Gun Kelly doesn't do much for me. Mm-hmm. I actually thought Machine Gun Kelly was like an old school, like, radio announcer guy, but I think that was Shotgun Kelly, I think. So, yeah, Machine Gun. No, me, you, let's move on. Let's go to the NFL. What is it? Is it the fan experience we're going to?
Yes, that's what it's called.
You know what we need? We need like we need a sounder for when one of us makes a bad joke.
Like the sad trombone.
No, we can't use that because too many shows already use like the Price is Right kind of like, you know, loser game show sound. So, but we need to come up with another sound, something that is more specific to us. And it's not just you, Cap, but although that one would qualify, the Shotgun Kelly, as opposed to Machine Gun.
But I'm not
Kelly.
Joking. Like every time I hear this guy's name, Machine Gun Kelly, I'm like, you mean that old guy with the cowboy hat that does all the radio announcing? And they're like, no, moron. He's like some, you know, hip hop, R&B rapper artist guy. And I'm like, no, I don't know.
He almost got into a fight with Conor McGregor.
Yeah, that would have been a bad idea.
He didn't actually want to get into the fight with Conor McGregor.
Oh, right. Conor McGregor went after him.
He thought he was somebody else. Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, same problem with me. I thought he was somebody else, too.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, clearly.
Machine Gun Kelly.
So anyhow, what? Go ahead. Just, I don't know where we're going. I don't know what else to say.
Well, hey, I hope Lee has a good time at Machine Gun Kelly and Halsey, too. I don't know who Halsey is either.
Of course you don't. Why would you know who Halsey is?
Right. Can anybody tell me like a Halsey song that I should know?
She's a big Lakers fan. I'm surprised that you never...
She's a huge Lakers fan. Oh. Yes.
I was like, who's this Halsey guy? You know, I didn't know. I didn't know Halsey was a she.
I mean, she has a lot of pretty big hits. Hey,
listen, let me just say something, okay? There are times on this show...
You know what? Her one of her biggest songs is called Nightmare, like this segment now.
Yeah. Well, let me say something, though. There are times on this show when I am the old guy. I don't really know Machine Gun Kelly's act.
Sometimes.
I didn't know Halsey was a lady. What did you say, Laura?
I said sometimes.
Well, but now hold on. Now listen. Huh? Listen to this. I want you guys to listen carefully to what I'm about to do. And then think, sometimes the old guy is okay on this show. Sometimes.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, listen, listen, listen to this. I want you guys to listen carefully. Listen. You guys know what that is?
Sounds like what? Snoring.
A snoring?
No, let me try it again here. Hold on, listen.
Oh, I know what he's doing
now.
He's drinking coffee or something.
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct, Laura. George, have you heard that last week when we were together, and I know you took off because you had to go.
I was here, yes.
You had to go fix basketball hoops in Dallas or something.
I did, yes.
We did the math last week for Laura in an attempt to tell her she's got to give up her Starbucks.
I'm sorry. Time out. Commercial break, okay? That you just proved you are the old guy because Sedano was here for that show and did the math with us.
Right. And I said, George, last week, you know, and look, as the old guy, sometimes you forget who's on what day and whatever. But bottom line, may not know Halsey's act, may not know Machine Gun Kelly's act, not alone in that. But the old guy came through in a big way last week, George, because when we did all the math, $6 a day of Starbucks times this many coffees a month turns into this much money, comes out to this much a year. This is a young lady who's trying to move out of her parents' house and get her own apartment. And we have got Laura now, apparently, in the early phases of giving up on Starbucks. Is this true, Laura?
It is. I have a cup with coffee that is from our own coffee machine here at work.
See, you've already saved $6 today. It's only Monday.
That is true. I did spend 15 on ramen today, but you know, progress here.
Mm-hmm. I'm also drinking a cup of homemade coffee. I have no good coffee creamer, so I've got some kind of like unsweetened almond milk. The coffee is horrendous. It's horrible. It's terrible, but it's got me fired up, which is good, which is what I needed. And so, look, sometimes the old guy thing actually comes in handy. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no, it does come in handy on a number of fronts. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I'm not disputing that part of the equation. I mean, it's practically the whole formula.
I see that the I'm watching the Rams get introduced right now. It's opening night for the NFL, and they're literally introducing. I don't know if anybody else is watching what I'm watching, but they're introducing the entire Rams roster and putting them up on a podium. They did the Bengals a little bit earlier, but it is opening night of Super Bowl week here in Los Angeles. And the Rams are currently being introduced in front of all these fans, which that's another thing. You guys following social media yesterday when they started to open up Rams merchandise shops around town? Did you guys catch any of this? For all the talk about there were no Rams fans and how the 49ers took over, there were like thousands of people all over town yesterday trying to get Rams merchandise because that's the big win here. Is that the Rams are home to play in the Super Bowl, and the community, everybody wants a piece of this pie right now, or so it seems. You guys experienced this yesterday? You see any of this?
I mean, it was on my social media stuff, but people were going to buy stuff. Yeah.
Well, George, you were busy at Disneyland with La Familia, you know what I'm saying?
As you should.
I was.
Yeah, so it looked like a nice day. You know, for someone who doesn't post on Instagram all that much.
It was a beautiful day. It was gorgeous yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm. What rides were you on? Anything
but no, good? I did not see it.
A lot of Rams fans walking around Disneyland yesterday?
No, I didn't, actually. Yeah.
Didn't see a lot of people rocking like a Stafford jersey?
No, I saw there was a dude at It's a Small World that was wearing a Rams hat in front of me, but that was about it.
Really? Mm-hmm. I saw a lot when I went last time. It was like, there was a lot of Niner fans there too, but you know. Sadly.
All right, listen. Coming up next. Let's get to everyone's favorite segment here in the 6 o'clock hour, Big Deal or No Deal. We're back in 3 minutes. It's time for Big Deal or No Deal. Linz, what do you got?
We also need to update this one too, right?
Yeah, the intro? Should just throw to you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, okay. You got some homework. Yeah.
Along with that clothes. So we're still working on that clothes that we want, right? Anyway. So in a bizarre move, Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray has wiped out his social media accounts of any trace of his team. So Murray unfollowed the Cardinals on Instagram and Twitter, and now his Twitter avatar features two pictures, one of him playing football with the Oklahoma Sooners and another of him playing baseball with the Oakland A's. And of course, if you remember, the A's drafted him in 2018, even though he elected to play football instead. So now the two-time Pro Bowler is under contract with the Cardinals, and there have been no reports of him requesting a trade or expressing interest in returning to baseball. So is Kyler Murray's social media scrub a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
I'm going to say big deal because he's clearly trying to prove a point when he only has two pictures on there and no association to the Cardinals and all that stuff. And I don't know what he could be upset about, but I don't know enough about that situation to truly, you know, comment on it other than, you know, the easy place people are going to go is, well, he's the one that had the bad playoff game. But you just don't know what has gone on behind the scenes when they've had conversations with either the coaching staff or the front office or even ownership. So who knows what they had told him about what kind of help he was going to get. And maybe there's a contract dispute that we don't know of. I just feel like something's up. Yes.
I'm going to go the opposite direction here, and I'm going to go no deal. I feel like these guys do this stuff, and it turns into a conversation. What's going on? Is Kyler Murray unhappy in Arizona? Is he trying to force his way out? Oh, my goodness, he doesn't follow the Cardinals anymore. Hey, is he a baseball player and a college football player, or is he the quarterback of Arizona? It just leads to all of these questions. And to George, your point about, I don't really know what's going on internally there. I haven't, like, read a whole bunch or heard a whole bunch about he's really unhappy or he doesn't like the coach, doesn't like the organization. So I'm going to go no deal and say that these are young guys who are trying to just stir it up by the moves that they make on social media. I'm going no deal.
I feel like it's a big deal. Big deal. Big deal. All right, so second one. Major League Baseball has stopped testing players for steroids for the first time in nearly 20 years due to the expiration of the sports drug agreement. So the halt in testing is, of course, a casualty of the sports lockout, which started December 2nd, and a provision in the joint drug agreement between MLB and the Players Association says that the termination date and time of the program shall be 11:59 p.m. on December 1st, 2021. So that's why nobody's being drug tested currently. So even though it doesn't look like baseball is going to be starting anytime soon, is this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
I think it's a big deal. I do. I think that if baseball doesn't come back on time, I don't know how you guys feel, but, like, I'm the kind of guy that you lose, you know? So, for me, I'm going big deal here.
I'm going to say no deal because that's just the assumption that guys aren't on some sort of performance-enhancing drug. Which,
by the way, I zoned out, so I don't think I answered the question properly, and nobody's, like, giving me a hard time about it.
No, I mean, you didn't answer it, like, directly, sort of, but like
I had one of those zone out moments.
Specifically the steroid stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had one of those zone out moments. I was watching the Rams being introduced at the fan rally. Keep going, George.
You know, so it's funny because I just read a story the other day about how multitasking is actually a myth, that people can only focus on so many things at the exact same time, and that we're actually less productive as a society, even though we think we're more productive.
Yeah.
And you are a perfect example and embodiment of that.
No, I just totally zoned out on it.
Right, which is exactly what I was referring to.
Right. No, no,
so,
you got it.
So, anyway, no deal for
me. Oh, my gosh. No, what's happening?
No deal for me. Like, are you drunk? Like, what's going on?
Not drunk at all. Not drunk one bit. In front of me, I had the Rams being introduced, and my friend Sam Lagana, the PA voice of SoFi Stadium, grabbed the microphone and he started yelling, "Whose house?" And all the fans were yelling, "Rams house, whose house?" And I was like, I was into it. Yeah. And then baseball, steroids, you know, testing, I zoned out.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the show.
Anyway,
thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question,
about
this. So if they're not playing right now, right, what does it matter? What does it matter if they're not being drug tested right now?
Well, correct. That's the other part of the equation. And to answer Cap's question, I do think they're going to have a season. And honestly, if they start in April or May, is it going to make a difference to you? Because you probably aren't going to watch till July anyway.
Well, right. I mean, listen, I'm not saying that if they don't go to spring training, I'm like, ooh, I'm out. I'm just saying that they could do damage to the kind of fan.
Wait, but you just said.
You did literally.
You just said you're the guy they lose.
Right, they do. But listen, spring training.
You said that. If they don't start on time, you said I'm the type of guy they lose.
starting on time means the regular season. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if you told me, yes! Hey, look, there's a delay in spring training, but the season goes the way it's supposed to go, you know, I'm back on day one. But if all of a sudden this thing starts and it extends, like you're saying, June, July, I mean, August, like, man, without baseball, you know, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. So, I mean, for me, I'm that kind of a fan where if this season goes late, I mean, I could get very turned off by that. You wouldn't be?
Okay.
Don't they still have to have spring training, really, though? Like, even if they start late, don't they may still just have be to have like, spring training?
It may be late spring training is what it'll be. They're going to start. They're going to play by, like, May, and you're going to have shortened season. It's going to be great, and it's actually going to be better, to be honest with you, because baseball has way too many games, at least 40 too many.
I agree with that. Listen, I loved the 60-game season a couple years ago, the COVID-shortened season, the Dodgers World Series year.
Yeah.
I love the 60-game season.
I don't know if
season.
I feel that one. That's great. I do like 120 for baseball because you do need something in the summer. Like, it's smart to take advantage of the summertime.
I would do 100. I could meet you at 100.
All right there, Rob Manfred. Thanks. I appreciate it. What's next, Lindsay?
All right, so Valentine's Day is 1 week from today. But you might want to start planning for your gifts now because there's some supply chain issues. And due to that and recent winter storms on the East Coast, consumers can expect to pay more for flowers and candy this Valentine's Day. And that could be up to as much as 20% more than usual. In your house, is Valentine's Day a big deal or no deal? Cap, we'll start with you.
So for me, it's not really a big deal. You know, I think Valentine's Day is one of those Hallmark holidays, you know, that was made up by a card company. But as much as it's not a big deal to me, I'm concerned that it is a big deal to my girlfriend. And it's funny you say this.
You don't know this already a week away?
Well, this is exactly why I'm glad Lindsay brought it up, because today is Monday. And you say there's a lot going on between supply chain issues, snowstorms on the East Coast. I was flying last week up to Mammoth. And when you fly over Long Beach and you see the number of cargo ships that are sitting off the shore of Long Beach, you go, wow, that's what they're talking about with these supply chain issues. So I'm concerned that for me, it's not a big deal, but for my girlfriend, it is a big deal. And today's Monday and there's the Super Bowl on Sunday and I haven't done anything and I have no ideas. I got nothing creative.
Wait, but you
happening.
Don't know if she's into Valentine's Day or not?
I mean, I know that she's a woman. So I assume she's going to be like, hey, what's going on? It's Valentine's
Day. Right, but not there are degrees to this, okay, what I would say. There are some people that are super into Valentine's Day. Like, you should go all out for them because it's an important day for them. And there's some people that are like, yeah, not a big deal. We can just have, like, flowers or whatever is fine, or a card even. Like, it is, you know, whatever. Like, my wife, I'll give you a perfect example. Even when we were dating, I remember, like, saying, oh, do you want to go to somewhere nice for Valentine's Day? She'd be like, no, it's such a waste of time. Like, it's just, like, super expensive. They got prefixed menus. Let's just go, like, the Friday after and, like, go to, like, the nice restaurant with no prefixed menu or whatever and not have, like, 60 million people there. And I was like, this is why we're going to get married one day.
Yeah, it's good. I would also prefer, I think when I get off the air tonight, I'm going to go visit with my girlfriend.
You got to throw a hint.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, hey, next Monday, do you have plans? And then see what she says, you know?
How long have you guys been dating? Honest?
We've been dating. We're going on 3 years, Lynz.
So you don't remember?
And you don't know? You've had other Valentine's days.
I think we've, let's see. I missed 19. I got 20. I got 21. So, there have been two Valentine's days.
What did you do last year during COVID or whatever?
Couldn't even begin to tell you. I have no recollection whatsoever of Valentine's Day last year.
COVID, nothing. You don't get anything. Sorry.
I don't recall. Like, I really don't recall making a big deal of it last year.
Oh, so good. This show has had quite a turn, but this one is really funny.
Yeah. I don't recall, like, going all out or doing anything.
I mean, that's
crazy
on you, bro. I mean, why don't you go back on your Instagram or something? Since you're so Instagrammy.
You know, that's not a bad idea. I should go back and, you know what I'll
do?
I'll go
through
my.
Why don't you just ask her?
What do you want?
Or you
tell
can just
me,
do that. Hey, what do you want to do? No. Here. Look. Hey, honey. Do you want to do something for Valentine's Day on Monday or what? What do you think?
I think this is great advice. I wonder if I'm just contemplating this. I'm thinking about this out. Yeah, I'm going to say something out loud here, George. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
I hope I'm still in the relationship by Monday of next week.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds a lot deeper than I need to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no offense?
Yeah. It's...
I don't know what your problem is, bro.
Well, I mean, you don't know? There's one of many.
Well, I mean, there. I know some of those, but I don't know those kinds. You know what I mean? Nor do I want to know. I got to be honest with you. Yeah. Because I'd probably end up siding with Rachel, to be honest with you. So, because I have a great deal of amount of respect for her, whereas, again, I only have an average amount for you.
I know. It's like she's like your Ryan Clark in some weird way.
Correct. Yes. She is like my Ryan Clark. I mean, you know, I just think that you Laura's right. Laura and Lindsay, just tell him what to do real quick.
Tell me, girls.
Seriously, just be straight up and ask her, do you want to do something? Because if you don't remember doing anything for the past 2 years, you guys probably haven't done anything for the past 2 years.
I'm going into my pictures. I'm typing in February 14th to see if anything was going on last year. I am, for real.
Wow.
Some women are not Valentine's Day people, so she might not.
They're not, and that's totally fine. Like, yeah, which would be a good thing for you, clearly, because you don't even remember.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I just found it. I found it. Oh, wait a second. Oh, man.
What did you do?
Well, we were at a Valentine's Day brunch with my kids. Me, her, and my four kids.
Okay.
February 14th. And then we went out. We were e-biking. We were watching the sunset. Gosh, we looked really happy a year ago.
Actually, I think that you did mention that, and we made fun of the e-bike thing.
I think that's where we started with the e-bike.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's true. How do we remember more than you?
We had Bloody Marys, I can tell you that.
Has definitely taken a turn today.
Yeah, it's been a weird
okay,
final
here,
hour.
Now, is this the picture? This is a birthday picture, February 18th.
So my birthday is coming up February 17th.
Okay.
So I wonder if maybe we
February
didn't really
12. Do I don't see anything on your Instagram, bro.
Hmm.
From February 14th. Oh, February 14th, you do have one.
Really?
It's a picture of your Twitter.
Oh, wow.
It's like a screenshot from your Twitter.
What is it? You're making me laugh by laughing.
I don't even know what this is. Okay, hashtag GFSN. You make the call for me. I have 10:30 a.m. PT to make this decision. I don't know what you're asking here.
I don't know either. That doesn't seem like something I would do.
I need your feedback before I go to the airport. Like, you were trying to get to the airport for something?
I don't know, man. I'm going to have to go back and look. I don't know.
This was 2020, actually. Sorry. I'm looking at. I went back too far.
What a disaster.
All right, well, yeah, you're a disaster, bro. It's okay.
Valentine's Day. Laura, Lindsay, are you guys into Valentine's Day? I mean, do you need Valentine's Day, like candies or something?
My dad always gets me Valentine's Day candy. That's plenty for me.
Oh, that's sweet.
I don't ever eat it because I'm on a keto diet.
Beto Duran with a great tweet that literally just reads, Cap looking at pics, great radio.
That's really what's going on here.
That's funny. And to answer your question, Valentine's Day, we should go. Should wrap.
Okay, we're done. All right. Wow, what a strange hour.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Nonetheless, yeah. No, all right, that is big deal, no deal. All right, one more segment to go, and the Rams are making the case that they can be at the level of the Dodgers and Lakers. We'll get to that segment or that particular conversation in a second. I do remember this song, Christopher. Thank you, Christopher. I do remember this song.
I like this song.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not like the biggest Kelly Clarkson fan. I don't think I watched her. Didn't she have a TV show, like a TV talk show after?
She did for a minute, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she still does. She might.
I think she does.
Oh, she might then.
Really? Yeah, I'm not like this huge Kelly Clarkson fan or anything, but I did like this song. I liked it.
She was good. She's popular. She made a lot of money. Good for her.
Did she start on American Idol?
She did, yes. She won the first season.
She was the first
one. Oh, really?
Yeah.
The first one?
Yep.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Remember with Justin Guarini?
Guarini. Yeah, mm-hmm. And they did a movie together.
A horrible movie. Horrible.
Yeah, pretty terrible.
Kind of like the last segment we had.
Yes. Yes. No, the last segment was better than the one prior to
that.
Oh,
yeah. Not that one, but the one
The Big
before.
Deal or No Deal is usually a segment that people love. No way you loved this one. It was terrible.
I don't know.
Kaplan
up,
wasn't
but...
paying attention.
Right.
He was watching the Rams. Lindsay right. asked a question about baseball. He didn't even answer the question. It right. was a disaster.
But sometimes train wrecks, you know, and like, you know, people looky-loos, like in a car accident, you're driving by, you're looking. Sometimes
yeah.
train wreck radio, believe it or not, it actually
oh.
works.
I'm
not
a huge believer of it. I actually
not in this
think
case.
Right. Correct. The 6:30 segment was not one of those. Now, maybe this last segment was, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe like we kind of salvaged it at the end, but yeah
we not, brought it home.
Not that one. No, bro.
Mm. All right.
So
where
mean,
were
you
we?
Know, Beto literally tweeted that you were, you know, looking at your phone, you know.
That is true. I was looking at my phone, but then he says this. He says, Kaplan looking at his phone, looking at pictures, great radio, but you're the man, Sedano. But hey, Beto,
yeah.
wasn't Sedano looking up my Instagram?
Yeah. But I was also talking while I was doing that.
Yeah, he didn't
and
drop
like
the ball.
Actually communicating. As
well,
opposed
you see,
to you,
you
like
were able to multitask.
Going radio silence on us for a few
minutes.
Hey, minute.
Multitasking isn't a thing, though.
I know. That's what he said. Just what George told us. He said multitasking makes
no,
you less
No, I said
productive.
It's not for everyone.
Oh. Yeah,
it's not for everyone.
Okay.
Clearly, we, you know. Just,
yes. Mm. And we've identified who it's not for. Mm. So there's that.
True.
Guilty.
Anywho.
anywho what?
So, Kevin Demoff,
yeah.
your boy,
yep.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
President of your Los Angeles Rams says that he has work to do in the Los Angeles market. Yep, I agree wholeheartedly. Said, quote, I absolutely believe that we can, again, the word can, be at the level of the Dodgers and Lakers have been and continue to be. Now, I too think that that's possible. I don't think that happens overnight. I don't think that even happens with this Super Bowl win. I think that a Super Bowl win certainly helps. But this notion that the Rams are going to be the Dodgers and Lakers, you know, who have been here since the 50s or whatever, you know what I mean? Like that, it's a lot of generations of people that have been right. fans of those teams. And particularly, you know, one of them has brought, you know, what is it? You know, it's 17 championships.
Right, because this is Mission 18.
Believe,
right.
A dozen of them here, you know?
Yeah, look, we played some of this audio last week when you were down in Dallas fixing basketball hoops, George. And the one
Did
thing,
a good job.
The one thing that Kevin Demoff said is, look, I got it. Okay. The Dodgers and the Lakers have produced championship teams. They've produced Hall of Fame players, superstars. They've been part of the community for a really long time. We have our work to do. We get it. But this is why I keep saying that winning this game is so important. Look, could I make a case that getting to the Super Bowl for the first time that the Super Bowl's been in L.A. since 1993, that just getting there is a win? Of course I could make that case. But winning this game on your home field in your hometown, when there's a generation of young people out there who are saying, grab me, make me your fan. If you can win this game in this town this Sunday, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, et cetera, there will be generations of Rams fans. Will the Rams be the Lakers and the Dodgers next season? No. But winning the Super Bowl in your hometown helps you get there faster. Does that make sense? Can you buy
that? Yeah.
I think so. Now, on the flip side, though, lose this game. And while it was great, oh, it was a great season, and it was, you know, the first year with fans in SoFi, and the Super Bowl was here, but my hometown team lost. You know what? They didn't grab me. They didn't make me a lifelong fan. I'm not saying that that's going to happen. I'm just saying that winning this game can pay dividends literally 20 years from now. And that's kind of what Kevin Demoff is thinking about.
Yeah, I think we agree on that part of it. But were you watching the Rams again?
No, not at all. No, now I'm back to you. I'm focused on you.
Because I just said, we just said the same things.
We did?
I just don't think it's just like, it happens that easily, though. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
No, it's not going to be easy. But the Rams' first goal was to become the team of L.A. Now, Raider fans will argue they're still the team of L.A., and there are a couple of Charger trolls out there that think that someday they're going to be the team of L.A. But the Rams already are, and by winning the Super Bowl here, they can take it to the next level. That's my point.
What is that next level?
The next level is I'm trying to get to the Lakers and the Dodgers, and it's going to take me a really long time. But by winning, I've just created a generation of fans. That's the next level.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I mean, I think that's possible. You know, we'll see if that can be achieved in the time frame they think they can do it in. We'll see. You know, I'm hopeful that they can, because I think they've got a young coach who can be here for a generation, which I think helps too. All right, we're done here. Great work, Kaplan, except for those last two segments.
Yeah, the last two segments weren't so hot, but everybody else, great job today.
Yeah,
thank you.
We were terrible. Lindsay and Laura were great the whole show, though. All right, we're done here. Sliwa, Lakers talk. Oh, there's going to be a lot of trade deadline talk there. Make sure you listen to that. That's next. See ya.